Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About them, never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your profit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit, I orgasm all transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
My weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week gotta eat.
M-O-N-E-Y.
My goodness, I think I'm at the right spot at the right time. I'm not quite sure because, you know, I've been a little discombobulated for the last, like, week and a half. Huh. Okay. I think, oh my gosh, I think it's really happening. It's happened. Oh my gosh, it's on my computer. This means, oh my gosh, I'm totally alive and wow, this is great. Hello, everybody. I'm Sammy Burke live on Dollhouse Radio with my yummy, amazing, curvilicious Sage Montana.
Mm-hmm. Is that beautiful? How are you feeling today?
Actually, I'm feeling really good. I got the green light from the doctor this afternoon. I can go back to work next week. I just have to not do any titty bouncing at all.
Okay.
He said, do not bounce those suckers. Do not. He's like, you wear a bra the whole time you're working. You don't bounce them. You don't touch them. You just act like they're not there. And I'm like, oh, okay. You try and tell the guys that. Let me see how they feel. Anyway, you guys have all tuned into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. We are going to be on for an hour, and we're going to have some yumminess coming to you because we weren't here last week due to my, little surgery I had done. You know, I had to bring out the new kittens on my chest, Ola. So Sage knows how it is. She got giant kittens. I got... Mine are mini compared to yours. My hair is babies. They're like these little tiny minuscule things compared to yours.
Yeah, now they're going to look big, though.
You know, I'm really excited, and I cannot wait to go buy a bathing suit. You know what I mean? It's like,
right,
you get your boobs in, you're just like, okay, when can we go shopping? When do we get the new stuff? When do we get to wear it?
Right.
So, yeah, so I'm excited. And today I'm excited, you know, we have this yummy guest coming on. She'll be here in a little while. Her name's Elena Romano, and she's been webcamming for about 6 years off and on. So you guys stay tuned. She's going to be on. She is sexy as heck. Oh, my gosh, and her voice is so sexy. I talked to her on the phone earlier this afternoon, and it's so awesome. She doesn't live that far from me. Like, she's only a couple hours away from me. Yeah, I'm like, yay, finally, I have a girlfriend that lives close to me. I can go have fun and get in trouble with. Yes.
Right. Yes.
I can start doing selfies with somebody that lives close to me. Oh, my goodness. So before we get, like, really into all the juiciness of everything on the show, what's been going on with you there, sexy mama? Any exciting news coming from the wonderful studio of Sage Montana?
I have 9 girls starting tomorrow.
Are you serious?
9. Oh, my God. They're, like, coming out of
the
crazy
woodwork?
Cracks of Las Vegas. Yes. It's crazy.
Wow.
Girls will bring me their moms. Like,
no way.
Yes way.
Oh, okay. So I have to ask you.
Mother-daughter
duos any,
here.
I was just going to say that. Do you have any mother-daughter webcam shows?
I do.
Do you really?
I have some. I have a granny that works here. She's 64. And
no way.
She, yes. And she kills it online. And she'll do shows with some of the other girls, and she'll teach them how to give blowjobs and other instructional things for the guys to watch. Yes. And she looks like a real granny.
We got to get her on the show. We got to get her on the show.
And she's a
seriously.
Dirty granny. She's a very dirty lady.
Oh. Okay, everybody out there listening, tweet us. And make sure you tweet me, SammyBrook69 or SageMontana1. That's the number one, not the word. It's the number one because she is number one.
Yeah.
Make sure you tweet us, I want the granny on the radio show. All right? We got to get her. That would be freaking awesome. You got to get her on here.
Yeah.
You have to. She would probably have a blast with it.
She probably would.
Oh, my gosh, that would be so much fun. I would love to have a granny. Not only that, boys and girls out there listening, some of you, this might scare you, but I am working on having a few trannies come on the radio show, too, because
that would be awesome.
It's not, yeah, because it's not just about us girls who do the webcamming. Like, you know, you just mentioned you have an amazing granny in your studio, but there's so many different realms to webcamming that a lot of people don't realize. Like, you know, just because we have tits and a vajayjay doesn't mean that there's not other people out there camming. It's like there's trannies, there's, you know, there's gays, there's this and that. But I've got some hot trannies that I'm putting my claws into that I'm going to be bringing on the radio shows. And for those of you that don't like it, well, I don't care. Go stick it in your butt. That's what I can say about that.
No,
like,
I'm
okay.
Interested to hear from them. Definitely.
And not only that, but it'd be great, especially for you being in Vegas. That would be, really good for you.
I get contacted by a lot of transgenders out here just looking, and they're really just looking for guidance, even if it's not necessarily camming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can they do? And I need to get myself out there and get more involved with that group
definitely, because
to learn
that's,
more, you know.
Right, because it's a total different avenue, and there's so many when it comes to the transgender, you know, community.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the times they don't have any help on where they're going to go with, you know, their careers and wanting to webcam, or even if it's dancing or just anything. At that matter, it's like, they're like, here I am. I'm hot. I'm sexy. Now, what the flip do I do?
Exactly.
Seriously. Okay, so before we get any more into this, you know, amazing show that we have going for you. Oh, and by the way, Sex Monsters, I'm glad to be back. That's right. Two titties and all, I would show you right now, but nope, can't show you. Oh, I got my, that surgery tape that they put on your goddamn titties. Like I told you yesterday, I was like, man, until my stitches are gone and the surgical tape is off, there's no way I can get on webcam. My boobies look so good. Like, I'm not going to have a scar. Like, I'm excited.
Good.
I'm so stoked. Yeah. I mean, of course I'm going to have a scar. But he did such a good job that you can barely see. Like, you can see the stitches today, but I'm stoked. I cannot wait to show everybody on cam the new tatas. Thank
Yay.
God there's no touchy-feely through the freaking webcam or I'd be screwed.
Oh, yes. Everyone would be grabbing.
Oh, but here's the bad news. The doctor said the hubby, no touchy-touchy, 3 monthies. Three months.
Poor guy.
I know. I'm going to have to send him out. I know. I'm going to have to send the Ferdmeister out to, like, one of those, what do you call it, kitty stations where you go and get a massage and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah, I might have to do that. Yeah. No. Ferdmeister, if you're listening, I'm just kidding. I will so kick your ass.
Okay. He's like, wait, ooh.
All right, boys and girls, here we're gonna let Miss Angela do her fabulous dollhouse radio announcement. So everybody stay tuned. Me and Sage will be right back. So we will have our masturbation station open right here in a few seconds. Like about a minute and 46 seconds, Angela has this amazing, amazing announcement ready for you. Here she goes right now. Take it away, Miss Angela, you sexy, sexy woman.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest host. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Oh, Miss Angela, thank you so much for those wonderful announcements that you're so sexy at doing. That one was really quick. Usually there's like this whole long announcement. I'm just like, whoa, it was only
a minute and 46 seconds.
Yeah, usually it's a lot longer. And like, when I went to click on it, I was like, oh, it's only a minute and 46 seconds today? Huh? Okay, all right.
We're not used to only hearing her sexy voice for such a short amount of time.
I know. Angela, what's going on? We want to hear your sexy voice a little bit more. I'm going to get you on here, Angela. You are coming on this show, even though you don't webcam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just putting your sexy voice out there, just saying. Okay, now back to our show, Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. We're going to have our beautiful, yummy guest coming on here, Miss Lena Romano, and she is sexy. Oh, my gosh. If you guys haven't seen my Twitter and the pictures, and looked at her pictures, like, if you're not stalking her on Twitter, don't take that literally. Do nice stalking, like, you know, just do nice stalking. Don't be like a Twitter fool. Don't be a Twitter idiot like some of you guys are. And if you take offense to that, I don't care. You can stick a dildo in your ass and go sit and be happy in the corner. All right? Anyway, go follow Miss Romano on Twitter. It's Miss Romano 69. I mean, I already love this girl because my Twitter is Sammy Burke 69. So her and I have a connection already. And she lives close to me. Watch out, boys. You never know. You might see me and her on cam together. Two brunettes getting on. I haven't told her that, by the way. So, Lena, if you're listening, I just threw it out there. I might want to eat your vagina.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. Vagina licking might be coming your way. So, how is, Miss Sage, I want to know, how is this big slumber party coming along? Is everything in the works? Like, you got a bunch of girls and all that yumminess?
Oh, yeah. We got in some cute little booty shorts for all the girls with our little emblem embroidered on it. And we got them some new bedding and some new dildos and some spa packages, all kinds of good stuff for them to win that night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're hooking
it
up.
And then you're doing... Okay, and when are you're doing that on the 13th of June?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, I cannot wait. Did you already tweet it out, or are you waiting to do that?
I haven't yet. I need to get
okay.
on that.
Oh, you know what? Let's do a flyer. Let's do a flyer for
yeah.
us, because I want to make sure that we get your slumber party with all your yummy models tweeted out, because that would be... insanely awesome. So wish I could be there. I really,
yeah,
really wish
so
I could
awesome.
Be there. Oh, my gosh. You and me, like, commentating the whole slumber party.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It'd be hilarious. And I
oh
walk
gosh.
Around with my camera, my video
uh-huh.
camera, and we record different things and all the, like, little competitions that they're going to do, because they're going to do a relay race where they got to, like, climb through these things and they got to dress a blow-up doll and pop the balloons between each other's butts.
Oh, my God.
All this funny stuff. So we'll be recording all of it, and the guys will be able to buy the video if they can't, you know, join in on certain parts of the night or whatever. And some of that stuff
right.
will be able to be seen because we're going to be outside. So they'll be able to buy the content, though, and I'll probably give it away to most of my guys.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? This is – I can tell you, everybody out there listening right now, when it comes to webcamming, this is the absolute first time this will ever be done. From a webcam studio. Like, Sage has the absolute best ideas when it comes to her models and the things that she does. And not only that, but, like, she completely supports her cam models and backs them 200%+ and really
absolutely.
Recognizes the good girls. Like, she, well, okay, the naughty girls. Let me rephrase that.
Yes, naughty.
They're just fucking naughty, and they're all fucking naughty cam models. They're not. We're naughty. We're naughty bitches.
Yes.
Like you take care of them. Like you'll gift them. Like, you'll give them cute little gifts, or, like, you know, you just said you're giving them little, they could win spa packages, and you bought them new dildos, and you bought them, you know, bedding for their rooms for the freaking night of the slumber party. Jeez.
Well, you know what? Part of it, I know, like, a lot of people, I've heard or seen a lot of people complain about, you know, oh, it's studio, you shouldn't work with this studio. But our studio is so different from other studios that, you know what I mean? Like, our
yeah.
girls are in-house, so we're together. We're in the same building, so it's way different.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when you work all by yourself in this industry, you sometimes forget to treat yourself. You get so occupied with working that a lot of models forget to treat
right.
themselves. And so I like to do stuff like this to remind the girls that they're appreciated, not just by their fans,
uh-huh.
but by us here at the studio, and then treating them, you know, just because they deserve it. They're fucking their
right.
vaginas
well,
all the time. They deserve a little treat.
But I have to give major kudos to you, because not only do you treat the girls, you know, like, you're doing all this yumminess and fun for the girls. The thing is about you, this is what I absolutely love. Okay, not only do I adore you as a friend, because you and I, you know, we can talk about anything when we're, you know, off the air, we talk on the phone, and we talk about everything, But what I love about you is you're still the same caring person when it comes to your models. Like, you are not the typical studio owner, because there's so many studio owners out there that really don't give a shit. They literally do not give a shit about their models. Like, yeah. I spoke to somebody that this was just a recent conversation, and it's really sad when you have a model that works really hard, but the studio forgets that the models are the ones that are feeding you. We're putting that food in your hand that you're eating. You know what I mean? And those studio owners, they forget about that. But you don't forget about that, because you are a model for one. And two, you have a heart and you care about that. And another great thing about you is you actually go into the studio and you're there with the girls and you're helping them and you're training them. And you're putting in a shitload of time. People don't realize Sage Montana, she puts her time in for these models. Like, she doesn't just say, okay, here's your paperwork, you know, okay, you filled it out, let me send it in to a StreamMate, okay, you're done, you're hired, now good luck, you know, make me some money, bitch.
Yeah,
she doesn't
no.
play like that. She don't play like that.
No, no.
She actually takes care of the girls, makes sure that they know how to work their room. She makes sure that, you know, the lighting is good. I mean, anything. She, and any of you models out there listening, even if you're, excuse me, if you're in another studio and, you know, you're not getting the help that you need, I'm telling you, follow Sage on Twitter, at SageMontana1. If you have any questions for her, ask her. It doesn't matter if you're in another studio, or even myself, just ask me. Shit, I'm in a studio. I like my studio. I'm friends with my studio owner, but Sage is my girl. I'm just saying, she's my girl. She's my bestie. She is my bestie in the Westie. But if any of you girls, guys, anybody out there that's camel, you got questions, something you're confused on, just ask one of us. We will totally help you and walk you through every single thing that you need help on. And, okay, now, let's cut to the chase here. We have a sexy girl on the line right now waiting to talk to us. And she is, like I said, if you guys haven't looked at her Twitter, I'm going to knock your faces off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find you. I'm going to hunt you down, and I'm going to knock your face off. You make sure you're following her on Twitter right now, at Miss Romano 69. I'm assuming that she likes that position because, you know, she put it after her Twitter name. So let's bring this sexy chica on the line right now. Miss Lena.
Hello there.
How are you?
Oh.
I am fabulous. How are you doing?
Oh, I am just so horny listening to you two going at it.
Lena, this is Sage. Sage, this is Lena. I'm so happy to have you on the show, girlfriend.
Thank you so much. I am so honored to be a part of this, girls. I really am. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're a sweetheart. Oh, my gosh. First, before we get into asking you all these yummy questions and whatnot, I have to say that I'm disappointed that I never found you a lot earlier, because of the fact that not only are you truly extremely sexy, I mean, you are a hot chica. Like, you, from head to toe, you are sexy, sexy. But I cannot believe, like, I never put two and two together with you being on StreamMate, you know, as many years as you've been on there. Like, I cannot believe I never, like, we never connected somehow, because you're so close to me. That is so weird. So weird.
Well, you know what, hon? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, you're fine.
I think the reason why we didn't really cross paths is because not a lot of models out there that are new into the business, that have no idea what they're getting themselves into, they go for, let's say, the wrong choice. And when you need advice or guidance, you don't get it, you know. So you kind of have to do what you have to do. And I was in and out, you know, through this other agency. So I think that's why we never really crossed paths on streaming, because I was, you know, just like in and out.
Right.
So it was never.
And she said in and out.
Mm-hmm. No, you know what I mean by in and out, girlfriend.
I like
you. Oh, gosh. You know us cam girls, always thinking about sex.
We are. We always are. Oh my gosh. So with you and your webcamming, darling, what do you enjoy the most when you're on cam and doing it? What is the one thing that has made you stick with it as long as you have?
The fact that I get to be another me, you know, the real me.
Mm-hmm.
You get to be free. You get to be yourself. You get to say whatever you want. You know, nobody's going to judge what you like. I mean, we're just crazy as heck when we go on cam. It just, I love every single thing I do on cam. And I just get to express another side of me that I can do when I'm with, like, close, you know, friends or something like that.
Right.
With you camming, you know, the way we do things is just a lot more fun. It's just a free thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a little freaky? Can we get a little
freaky? Exactly.
I'm going to get freaky with her. Watch. I'm totally going to get freaky with her. She's in trouble. She does not know she met her match.
Oh, I love a challenge, girlfriend. Do not threaten me with a good time.
Oh, sweet. It's on like Donkey Kong. I foresee vagina licking in the future. You lick mine, I lick yours, and we'll be happy little campers.
I know, right? We can definitely make this work, that's for sure.
Oh, totally. And we're like really close to each other. Like we're really close to each other, too. Yeah. Left.
There's no rules, no nothing. Everything goes.
Everything goes. Yes.
Ooh.
So you, all you sex monsters out there, you watch out. You never know. There might be another Sammy Girl show coming up sooner than you think. Ha-ha.
Of course. Ha-ha-ha. I agree. I completely agree.
Oh, my goodness. So, actually, you know what? Miss Sage, do you have any questions that you would love to ask Miss Elaine?
Is Streamy the only site that you're on?
I was actually on, I believe it's called My Free Webcams, for, I would say, 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually the only other site that I've worked for. Now I'm actually just sticking with Streamy for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
see,
I was looking on your Twitter and you didn't have it in your description, your cam models link. So I didn't even know that you were on Streamy until today when I started, you know, stalking your tweets a little bit.
Oh, feel free. No. It's just Streamy now. Yeah, I'm sticking with that one for now. So far, based on my experience, good and bad, I've decided to make the decision to just stay with Streamy.
Okay. This
is how smart
women roll.
Yeah. When do the guys find you? Like, what times do you like getting on?
I would say it's always around between 10 and 2 p.m. I would say, let me see, Pacific time. And then I go back around 8 and 10. Or maybe even midnight, until midnight. It just depends, you know, on the crowd. Normally, freaks do come out at night, so I have to stick with my night owls for sure.
Yeah.
Nice.
I understand that.
Because the freaks come out at night. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I used to do the late night shift until I ate the wedding cake. And now I don't do the late night shift anymore. For some reason.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Goddamn. You know, who invented that shit, wedding cake? Like, who did that? Like, it's kind of bad for you. Seriously. I'm just saying. Any of you out there listening that are thinking about eating it, don't eat it. Just buy it. Make it look pretty. Don't taste it. I'm telling you, you taste it, you're fucked. Literally.
I know, right? No, you're completely, you know what? I am 100% behind that one right there.
Yeah.
You are
it's
so
like, God
fucked
damn.
If you taste it.
Yeah, it's like, goddamn, do those chips really get a little bigger? Oh, shit, now I'm not going on cam at late night? Oh, fuck. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I even called the designer of the wedding cake, and I was like, what did you do?
I'm like, are you new? Do you know what you just did to me?
Oh my goodness. Okay, wow. We're getting a little silly over here. That's okay. We have to be silly. We're cam models, right?
Of course. Right?
Yes. So, Miss Lena, you know, you and I had talked on the phone, and I have to say, you're a total sweetheart. Everybody out there listening, make sure, like I said before, go follow her on Twitter at Miss Romano 69. That's MissRomano 69. Obviously, she likes
that position.
Thank you. Like I said earlier, make sure you guys go follow her.
Yes,
but,
that is one of my favorite positions, girls. Yes.
Mine too. Love it. Yes. I knew we were going to get along. But a question I have for you, because, you know, you had said that you haven't done, like, any of the conventions, you know, like the Avian Convention or Exoticas or whatever. So there's a few that are coming up. You know, you've got Exoticas coming up that is going to be, I believe, November in Jersey, which I really, really want to say that I plan on attending, but I'm not going to set it in stone until everything's there. That one's in Jersey. But the big one that, of course, I like to attend, which I didn't last year, is AVN. Do you have any, you know, do you think that you might be attending that one just so your fans will have a way to come out and see you and meet you in person and, you know, take pictures with you and hug you and tell you how much they love masturbating to you? <'Cause that's laughs> <what
they do. laughs> Oh, I finally get to meet all those cocks, right?
Yes, you get to put the face with the cock. With all those cock pictures that they send you on Twitter and on StreamMate, you get to put the face with the cock. Oh, wow, that was your cock?
Oh, my gosh, girls, do I got a story to tell you guys. So remind me, okay, remind me in 2 minutes when I'm done answering your question about this nice,
okay,
juicy cock that I seen. But, okay, the answer to your question, I am planning to attend. I am. I do want to put a face on all those cocks that I've seen. I've seen many cocks within the 6 years in this business, so of course I would like to put faces in them. Not just the one-eyed monster, you know. I want to see two eyes this time. You know, I'm tired of the one eye. But let's just say I would rather... Well, I mean, you know what, girls? If you guys go to the one in Jersey, I think I will be able to manage to follow you guys and tag along with you guys. If you guys go to the AVN, I think that's in Vegas, right? So we would be a lot closer to that. Yeah,
right.
So
well,
I think we would have more fun in Vegas.
Oh, and you can take along with me because I drive to that one, and also the Adult Webcam Awards or the Adult Cam Awards, which is also in January, which I'll be hosting. So you can totally ride with me. We might have to leave like a day and a half before because we might have too much fun in, you know, in the Tahoe on the way up. Yeah.
Let's make that 2 days in advance.
Oh, that sounds perfect. I think we should totally do that. Seriously.
That way we can get fucked up and ride all we want. We can ride each other all we want for that first day we get there. And then the next day we try to recover the hangover and, you know, all that other stuff that we've been doing all night.
Oh, me and Sage are good when it comes to hangovers because we've traveled down this road before. We don't have hangovers the next day. You just like, recover really quickly and you just you know how to do it. You just know. You just smile
really?
And look pretty. You just smile and look pretty.
It's really easy when all these guys are like, you look so beautiful, and they're wanting pictures. You, like, totally forget that you were drunk the night before.
We're sitting there, and we can be looking at each other like, oh, my God, I feel like shit right now.
Yeah, I don't want my eyes to be all watery, and it looks like somebody made me cry. My mascara's falling apart. You know, it's all over.
Oh no,
you
know,
I don't want to look like that.
No, this is what you say. This is how you explain that one. Oh my God, I just sucked the biggest cock, and it made my eyes water. And now, oh, it's so amazing. I just want to smile and take these pictures.
Wow, come on. Let's not give all our secrets out.
Oh, shit, that's right. Okay, so speaking of, you said that you were going to have a story for us after a couple minutes of let's start. Come on, bring it on. Bring it on, sister. Bring it on.
Okay, I don't know who this guy is. I mean, obviously, he's one of my hunks that comes on. It's just nice to know that I can actually put a face when we go cam on cam. You know we love cam on cam.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, my gosh, girls. The way this guy looked, he was like a Calvin Klein hunk. I mean, he was a work, of men. I don't know what sky he fell
hunk
off
hunk
of because this guy was
hunk
gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. Did I? Trust me, till this day, I still freaking dream about that fucker. You know, he had
did he
the
make
nicest.
You come?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes. I mean, come on, let's be honest here. You get some weirdos, and for some reason, I always get the ones that say, oh, hey, I have a 10-incher. Really? Let me see cam to cam. Dude,
show
that guy has
show
only like a freaking, I would
cock.
Rather fuck myself with my pinky than, you know. I mean, come on, guy. So this why, you know, this guy that came on today, not today, but like I think it was like 3 days ago, he literally put me in shock. I was like, wow, this guy is a freaking hunk. Like, where the hell did this guy come from? I mean, he was gorgeous, girls. I even made his ass, like, stand up, give me a full body shot, and I made him put the camera close to his face, and, no, he was gorgeous. He looked like a freaking model. Chippendales, for sure. Maybe he does Chippendales, maybe. We should go visit that
okay,
place.
Okay, Sage, we might have some trouble on our hands. If we take her to Vegas, and she we might have to put a leash on Lena.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
And we might.
Yeah. She might be like this out of
we might
control.
Have to take her up to the dungeon area. And have the ladies give us
Mr. C, she might have to get our hands on her.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Be careful, we might have way too much fun, girls.
I'm thinking that this little sex kitten that I have on right here, Miss Lena Romano, I might have my hands full with her. Holy fucking
mm-hmm.
She's like a little animal. She sounds like a Tasmanian devil. Like she's just gonna. She's gonna like. Cause, okay. So you are Italian. Let's see where'd it go here. Okay, give me your whole, like description because you're Italian. And what else? You're like this whole sexy chica into this little one little body of yours.
Oh, gosh. Like, I'm just so mixed. You know, you might as well toss me in the blender and mix me up. It's Mexican, Italian, and Brazilian.
Oh, wow.
I know, that sounds like a lot, right?
No, that sounds really fucking feisty.
Perfect. Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute. So now that makes sense where the craziness comes from, right? She has three freaking places where she can get it from.
No, this sounds to me like a whole lot of sexiness. This means that she, which you guys have seen, if you haven't seen her pictures, you're stupid. You better go get on her Twitter now. She has a nice, yummy ass, a nice titties, and a gorgeous face. Like, she has, from head
and
to
nice
toe.
Nice lips.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm jella. I'm totally jellin' over here. Seriously. I'm like, God, really? I'm like, why she gotta be so damn sexy?
Oh, you girls are too sweet. You guys are making me blush over here.
Oh, perfect. I like when girls' cheeks blush. Both sets of them.
Good thing I never said which cheeks, right?
Right. Or yeah, good thing it's cheeks, cheeks. So before you started webcamming, Miss Sexy Lena, what were you doing before the webcamming? Like, were you just
Excuse me?
Were you like a bank robber or something? Or what did you do?
I was a heartbreaker, sweetie. I was collecting.
Well, I already know that. I already know that. I can tell by your pictures. Holy biscuits, man.
Let's see. The most recent thing that I did before I started webcamming was I was a go-go dancer. Some stuff.
Oh,
sounds like a lot of
hence
fun,
the
right?
Tight ass. Hence the tight ass. Okay. Okay.
Yes, but of course that was back then, and you know I had a lot of fun. I got it all out of my system, and I'm like, okay, it's time for me to, you know, do a little bit something different. And bam, here comes camera. I'm like, okay, we can do this. I can have a lot of fun with this for my energy and everything. So definitely, I jumped into the opportunity of becoming a webcam model.
And do you prefer doing this? Oh, hell yeah. So you prefer this over going out and shaking your little sexy tushy in front of everybody? So you'd rather do the webcam than go-go dancing?
Oh, yeah. No, I would rather do the webcam because, like I said, you don't bump into, you know, these perverts trying to touch you every time you're passing through them because you're half naked or whatever. And I just felt like a freaking trophy in a way, like you're just passing me around, and it's like, no, that's not the way it works, you know. So I decided to do the webcam because literally the only person touching me is me or whoever I have over, or my couple shows or
next?
My girl shows.
Me. Can I be next?
Of course, we're gonna so get together, trust me, we are.
Yes, we are going out for that margarita special. We are.
Oh, yes. Yes,
so
I will take
you
on that one. Yes, and we're not sharing the big one. We're going
to
buy a third one so we can share, but then we're going
to
have our own. You know what I mean?
I know, they're pretty freaking strong. Like, I'm good with putting my vodka down, but when it comes to these margaritas, they scare the living lights out of me. They are so yummy. It's like I have one.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy flipping biscuits.
Yes.
What the hell did you guys just do to me?
I don't even know how much vodka we drank the last time you were in Vegas.
Oh, my gosh. I literally think, Sage, between the Circle Bar and the hotel room, I think half of our liver was left at each place.
I think so.
I really do.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking, oh, girlfriend, me and Sage, we put some booze down. And I'm the naughty girl. I was bringing the booze to the booth. And, well, I wasn't the only one. Other girls were, too. But, oh, man, we got pretty tore up that, oh, I was hurting the day. Okay, so the drive home, of course, I was still trying to get my drink on driving home because it was like I was so hungover. I was like, okay, if I don't keep the drink on, I'm going to be puking my brains out. The next day, I was so done. I was like, okay, I think I just died in my body,
yes.
But my shell is still alive.
Like, it's so funny to see all the girls, like, put their pictures up on the airplane, like they're on their way to Vegas, and they look so cute. And then their pictures,
so
like, oh, leaving Vegas, their hair is, like, all floppy. You could just tell they had, like, the roughest weekend.
Right? They don't have their eyelashes on. Their extensions
nope.
aren't in. They're, like,
they got their
oh,
sunglasses
man.
On the airplane.
They got gum in their hair, you know?
Yeah. Right? Yep. But it's so fun. It's like, it's one of those, these conventions are so much fun because it's, you just have to do it. You just have to experience it. Some girls, like me and Sage were talking, you know, the other day, some girls, it doesn't work out so well for them and it scares the shit out of them because they've never been exposed to that type of thing, you know, when it comes to, this is how it is. Here you have a brand new virgin girl. When I mean virgin, it means virgin webcam model. And she's like,
mm-hmm.
okay, I can do this. I can be a webcam model. I'm going to buy a computer. I'm going to put my webcam on. I'm going to go on. I'm going to make all these fans, yada, yada, yada. And then they come to a convention and they realize they just put their feet in a big ball of fire.
No,
so some girls,
yes.
They can't handle it. They don't realize that once you leave the webcam at home and you go to a convention and you meet all your fans and you see all, you know, everything that's going on. And I will say to all you girls, guys, everybody else out there, when it comes to the AVN convention or the AEE convention, it's a complete different experience. Like, you've got so much going on that it's overwhelming, especially for somebody who's never done it before. The very first couple hours, you're just like, whoa, wow. Okay, me, I'm just like, I jumped into it. My very first year, I jumped into it, and I was the happiest little bee that could ever be. I was like, oh, yeah, this is me. Okay, I'll be back next year. I was like, bring it on,
mother
truckers,
bring it on. The whole webcam thing is not for every girl out there. You know, some of them think that they can do it, but they really can't, especially when they have to attend these events, you know. So let me ask you, girls, are you guys going to help me pop my cherry?
Of course. Oh, you know I'll help you pop your cherry, sister.
Well, we like popping cherries. We'll pop cherries, have a little vodka. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's on my Donkey Kong.
Sounds good.
But see, you're a seasoned webcam model, so you will be able to handle, you know, going to a convention and seeing the people, and like, you'll be able to handle it because you've already been doing this for, you know, 6 years. So for you, this will be nothing. You know, you'll smile, look pretty, the cameras will be everywhere all over you, and you'll be able to handle it no prob. But when you've got a girl who's green around the gills, who has never done this, you know, has only been camming for a couple months and decides to take on a convention such as the AVN, and they hop into the mix and they see all these men. Like, this is one thing, and Sage can say this, or she would agree with me on this one. You go to the AVN convention, you're standing at your booth, you've got guys coming up to you, don't even know who the hell you are, but you look pretty, you got tits, you got ass, and you're smiling. They come up to you, just want to take a picture, and they're happy as can frickin' be, even though they've never even turned on your webcam. So when it comes to a new cam model and this happens to them, they're thinking, oh, my gosh, okay, this is so overwhelming. I don't know what to do. I've got, you know, all these men around me. You know what I mean, Sage? Isn't that, that's basically how it is at the
I think some girls get nervous. They don't realize that not everyone that's there really knows exactly who you are. And I think that sometimes they get scared that they do, and they're like, oh, my God, like, oh, he jacks off to me. Oh, my God, and it freaks them out. Even though it's for us seasoned girls, we're
rookies.
Like, oh, finally. Yeah, you know, for us, we're like, oh, finally, I finally get to meet you. I, you know, we do all these crazy role plays, and now I understand.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and with a lot of girls, too, it's like, you know, you'll have a major fan who's never turned on a webcam, which I've had for years, and like all of us have. We've had our pseudo boyfriends, husbands, whatever, online, and they've never turned the webcam on, and they are so into us and just adore us so much. And then when they do finally meet you in person, I've seen more guys who will run and hide because they are so scared to finally just be in front of you. And, you know, in their mind, they're probably thinking, oh, my God, I've struck my cock to this, you know, this woman for so many years, and we've talked, and we, you know, and this and that, yada, yada, yada. Now she's finally in front of me. What the fuck do I do? I can't hide behind my camera. You know, so it's crazy for the guys, and the guys and girls that actually do have the chance to meet you. They're like, whoa, it's finally happened. Now what do I do? And to me, right? What I say to all you guys and girls out there, just say hi. Like, you don't even have to say who you are. Just walk up and say hi. That's all we want.
Walk up,
smile, say hi. Okay, girls, we are, before we go off the air, I do have a caller that's been waiting for so long. So let me put him through right now. Okay, Mr. 561, are you there, darling?
Yes, I am. Sweet Pea, how are you?
Fabulous, fabulous. Is this Sweet Pea?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you so much, honey. I just saw, I clicked onto my Twitter and I saw that you're like, oh, I hope you can take the call. So how are you loving the show so far?
I'm doing great. Loving you, ladies, as always.
Oh, yay. So I hope you took the chance to go follow our guest, Miss Lena, Hopefully that you can follow her on Twitter because she is sexy as heck. You will totally love her, sweet pea. She's amazing.
Absolutely.
And me,
I am following her.
Yay! Oh,
thank you for all the love and support, guys.
Anytime, anytime.
So,
always happy to
put
a smile on your pretty
questions?
Faces.
Oh, that's awesome, baby doll. Do you have any questions for us, sexy chicas?
I was just wondering, do you putting like any kind of games into your shows or I know you do gold shows and all, but would you consider doing anything else to make it more interactive with your fans during your camp shows?
Let's see, who wants to start that one? You know, Lena, since you're our guest, I'll let you go first on answering that one, baby doll.
I'm so sorry. It was breaking out on my end. I wasn't able to hear the whole thing. I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's okay. He wants to know, excuse me, Sweet Pea wants to know, do you do anything else to entice the guests besides the gold show? Like, what else do you do to make it more exciting and fun for the fans?
Well, let's see. I don't mean to brag. You can definitely come and check me out. I only need 30 seconds of your life to show you exactly why they call me the BJ Queen. I'm not taking your crown, Sammy, and I'm not taking your crown, you know. I am not stepping on anybody's toes, girl, so don't worry. But no, I have been told by many, many, many fans, hey, you are the BJ Queen. And I'm like, why? They're like, because you do this thing with the dick. And keep in mind, I do boy-girl shows, so I torture the guy. Pretty freaking
nice.
Amazing. So it's all about eye contact and making the fan feel like you're actually interacting with them one-on-one. So,
Right. Yes,
definitely. Make eye contact with that one-eye monster. Trust me, you have them where you want them.
Oh, I love that. So eye contact is definitely a plus. And when it comes to, you can be the BJ Queen any day of the week, baby doll, because you know
Absolutely. What?
Absolutely. Hell yes. We all can suck a mean cock.
Exactly.
So, Sage, for you, as Sweet Pea just asked, what do you do, or like, what extras do you offer besides bull shows to keep the naughty monsters happy in your room?
Well, besides sticking my big fat ass in their face, occasionally I'll play games. I used to play Sage's Stash online, and we would have a ball doing that. And so that is in the works of bringing back some games that we can do in free chat so guys can win some, like, content and good stuff like that. I wish the streamers would let us do more, like, where we wouldn't get in trouble for doing the panties and all that. So you don't have to.
I know. Yes,
worry
I completely agree with you on that. Yes.
Right.
We should vote, girls. We should go on strike.
I know. We should do a
seriously
something everyone
totally
can
get
sign.
A petition. Okay. We're gonna start a petition. I'll start it. I'll start the petition and we'll send it out to Twitter. And we'll just have all the girls tweet the petition saying, We want panties. We want.
I think girls would sell their, I mean, it can only benefit the site, you know, to have like little merchandise and stuff that you can send out to the guys. Pictures. So I find so many autographs at the ADNs for fans that aren't even people who buy from me online that I would love to be able to mail them out to everyone who actually buys online.
Yes,
exactly.
What do you think, Sweet Pea? What do you think about that? What's your take on us girls on StreamMate being able to actually, you know, send out our stuff openly instead of having to do it secretly? Because, you know,
I would love
like
to
get...
I would love to receive merchandise from ladies. Absolutely.
Ladies? Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay, that's it. All right, I'm writing this down right now. Start petition. Oh, I'll do it. Petition. What are they going to do, fire me? I mean, shit.
I know, right?
Hey, at least if I email them, that means that I'm not doing it secretly, so I can't get, you know, I can't get banned. Streammate, if you're listening, I'm starting a panty petition. It's coming, baby.
Yes.
It's coming.
Yes.
Well, you have to wonder why these other sites allow their girls to do it, but Streammate doesn't. Like, the sites are all risking the same loss of a customer
right.
or a model taking the customer off the site.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right, that's it. It's on like Donkey Kong. I'm starting the petition. Panty petition is coming your way, Streammate. Beware. Make sure you're wearing your panties, or I'm going to make sure they're on the chopping block. Panties are going out the door.
There you
go.
Oh, my
gosh, girl.
Well said.
Oh, my gosh. Sweet peas, thank you so much, baby doll. Do you have any more questions for us? Because I know that I didn't put you in through the call quick enough, but it's because I really wanted to have time with Lena and with Sage also because I've been gone for a little bit. But, you know, do you have any more questions, you sweet little PU?
Okay, as long as you're having fun and happy, I'm happy with you. But quite
aww.
All right, I would never be mad at you.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart, sweet pea. Such a little sweetie. All right, you guys, sweet pea. Oh, go ahead, baby doll.
I just want to say that you're all great. Keep up the great work and stay beautiful and never change how great you are.
Thank
Yay.
You.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
All right, sweet
we
pea.
We really do
Hopefully.
Appreciate all the fan love.
Oh, boy. Yes, we do. And, Sweet Pea, I will be chatting with you on Twitter here very, very soon, baby doll. You have a fabulous evening.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you, baby doll. Okay, now we're coming to the end of our show. Of course, everybody, you are tuned into webcamming with Sammy and Sage. And we have our beautiful, beautiful, lovely guest, Ms. Lena Romano, that's on the line right now. Miss Lena, give everybody out there, you know, the info on where to find you, social media, your webcam, you know, where you want them to come see you doing your naughty, naughty, darling.
Well, definitely follow me on Twitter. I always post my link there where they can directly come to me, as they should, right?
She said come.
But if they want to see some, you know, Lena time, of course, they can always follow me at Ms. Romano 69. And, yes, 69 is my favorite position, so, of course, they won't forget.
Exactly. Exactly. And, Ms. Sage Montana, I want you to give your shout-outs for everything you have to offer all these Nazi sex monsters out there that want to see your vagina and the butterflies on your goddamn ass cheeks.
Well, then you guys better go hit up my Twitter at SageMontana1 or my Instagram at SageInVegas or, of course, online at SageMontana.CamModels.com. And I promise I will be on cam more in these coming couple of weeks. I appreciate everyone being patient with me on that. And make sure you join me on June 13th for all my girls being here with me and having a nice little party.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be
party
a
time.
It's going to be a vagina party.
Oh, yeah.
In stages.
Oh, gosh. That, you know what? That just calls trouble right there, like sexy trouble. Like, you have to be, like, a huge 10-incher to handle all that trouble type of thing,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's going to be major trouble in her studio. Like, I don't know if I'm going to work that day only because I want to be nosy and I want to check it out. I'm not going to lie because I can't come up to Vegas that weekend, but I am going to be a freaking stalker. I'm going to be stalking the studio that day, Sage. Just saying.
Wow.
So to all of you sex monsters out there, I absolutely love and adore every one of you, male, female, transgender, whatever you are. I love you. Love you, love you, love you. As long as you're getting your stroke on or your rub on, your toys going in the right or the wrong places, as long as you're feeling it, I'm feeling it, baby. And I'm so happy to be back. And I will be on cam finally next week. I won't be doing any titty bouncing. And if you ask me, I will shut you down and I will put you in a Sammy timeout. So don't ask me to bounce the titties next week, but I will be on cam finally. So you follow me on Twitter at SammyBurke69, on Instagram, Sammy_Burke69. And my webcam is Sammy_Burke.camels.com. And then also, Monday, my Sammy's Cocktail Hour will be back here on Dollhouse Radio from 11 to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern with my co-host, Miss Sierra Devi, the yummy, yummy, yummy ex-porn star. Will be bringing her voluptuous curves back to my show, and we'll have all kinds of yumminess to talk about. So remember, I want you to go follow right now Lena Romano on Twitter at Miss Romano 69. If you ain't following her, you're fired. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm putting you in a Sammy timeout. I'm just saying. Fire. You're fired.
You're so titty slapping them. That's what's going to happen.
That's right. I'm going to titty slap. I can't titty slap you because they don't move like they used to.
I'll take care of it, Sammy. I got you.
Okay. All right. You got me? All right. All right. Between you and Sage, I'm telling you, until these puppies heal, I can't do any titty slapping. Yeah.
She can titty slap, and I'm going to bitch slap with my ass cheeks.
And I can tongue laugh. I'll do the tongue
laugh.
There we go. Okay. There we go. We got it covered. We got titties, ass, and tongue. All right. We got the shit. And next week, oh, my gosh. Okay. Now, next Thursday on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, we are going to have the wonderful, beautiful Miss Mindy Meeks. She will be here talking about everything she has going on. So on that note, everybody, thank you so much for tuning into the show. It's been amazing. We're going to have lots of yumminess to tweet out to everybody. So make sure you're following us on Twitter. And make sure you're following Dollhouse Radio at Dollhouse_radio. If you're not, again, you're fired. You're on a Sammy timeout. And on this note, we're going to end the show with Miss Maya, Superwoman. So, girlies, thank you so much. Linus, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out of your day to come hang out and do this yummy
time
with
thank
us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, girls. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay.
Definitely.
I love
so
you.
We're getting together.
Yes. We are. Tongue lashing. Tongue lashing.
Okay,
yes.
Sounds
margaritas,
good. Thank you so much.
Margaritas and tongues. All right. Bye, girls. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good night. Bye. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.